From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, and happy St. Paddy's Day, everyone. At the end of the show, Coast to Coast regular contributing guest Christian Wild with his rendition of Danny Boy. There is a link to his website, myheartbook.com, right in the middle of the Coast to Coast AM.com homepage. Here's what's happening. How many people live in your home? It's kind of intrusive, isn't it? What's the ethnicity? Are the people who live in your home citizens? How big is your home? Do you have difficulty making decisions or climbing stairs? How much do you pay for your sewage system? Are you married? What's your rent, your mortgage payment? Do you own an automobile? Are you on food stamps? How much money do you make? These are just a sample of the highly detailed and personal questions asked in the mandatory American Community Survey. The U.S. Census Bureau is sending a sample of some 3 million U.S. households in addition to the 2010 census. They are arriving now at your home. Refusing to answer the questions or answering them incorrectly could subject you to hefty fines. In a moment, Alex Jones joins us. We'll talk about this story. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan said it remains the goal of the U.S. troops to capture Osama bin Laden alive and bring him to justice. Now, the comment by General Stanley McChrystal to reporters was in direct contrast to remarks made a day earlier by Attorney General Eric Holder. Holder told Congress that the chances of capturing bin Laden alive were, huge, because he would probably be killed by U.S. forces or by one of his own fighters. Doug Hagman, director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. Doug, they still continue to talk as if bin Laden's alive, and you're still not sure.
Well, exactly. And I think the venue in which the Holder remark was made, notwithstanding, I think in the fact that bin Laden represents the embodiment or the nexus of politics and terrorism, I think we have to take a look at the cold, hard facts here. And they are very, quite simply, the evidence trail of bin Laden has gone cold. The last time we actually saw him in any type of video tape or video message was back in December of 2001. And the bottom line here is perhaps the statement by Mr. Holder is more accurate than not, and represents the fact that perhaps they know that there's no evidence to support the fact that bin Laden is alive at this time.
Doug, in your opinion, why do they seem to be talking about bin Laden all of a sudden?
Well, it's interesting. I go back to the nexus of politics and terrorism. I think that every time that there is something domestically or politically charged issue that the Americans that we as Americans are being faced with, I think that we are being diverted, intentionally diverted, to another topic, and of course that topic being terrorism and the terrorist threat. And I think it's pretty convenient. I think if you look at the 9-year history of the terror threats in this country versus the events that have taken place in this country, significant events elsewhere, or otherwise, I should say, outside of the realm of terrorism, I think that we are being diverted. I think, frankly, I think that there's an agenda here at play.
Interesting theory. Thank you, Doug. Doug, HomelandSecurityUS.com is his website, and it's a part of our Twitter feed at CoastToCoastAM.com. You've heard the saying, sometimes you're in the wrong place at the very wrong time. Well, it happened in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. A poor pharmaceutical salesman, Robert Gary Jones, he was a jogger, had his earbuds in, listening to his iPod, jogging along the beach. He could hear nothing other than the music. Behind him was a single-engine kit plane. It had turned into a glider. It was silently trying to make an emergency landing along a stretch of beach. It struck him from behind, killed him instantly. Unbelievable. Idaho took the lead in a growing nationwide fight against health care overhaul when its governor became the very first to sign a measure requiring the state attorney general there to sue the federal government if residents are forced to buy health insurance. Similar legislation is now pending in 37 other states. A Walmart employee with sinus cancer and an inoperable brain tumor was fired for using medical marijuana, will not be rehired, even though the company says it is sympathetic to his condition. Joseph Casillas, he's 29 years old, was fired in November from a Walmart store in Battle Creek, Michigan, after marijuana was detected in a routine drug screening that he underwent after he sprained his knee at work. Cassius, who was the store's 2008 Associate of the Year, said he legally used marijuana to reduce pain associated with his disease and was never under the influence while at work. Workers at a Nevada research lab were checking on a primate room when they came across an unbelievable grisly sight. 30 dead monkeys were essentially cooked alive after someone left the heater on. Two others were near death. They had to be euthanized. At a lab run by the same company, a monkey died last year after it was sent through an automatic cage washer. The temperatures were so scalding, the monkey never had a chance. The two cases have led to calls for greater oversight and enforcement of the animal research industry after an alarming high number of deaths in recent years. Complaints of dogs and cats injured and sometimes even killed by flea treatments have increased significantly, according to the EPA. It is outlining plans to make the product safer. The EPA says it will develop stricter testing and evaluation requirements for flea and tick treatments that are applied to pet skin. The agency also will begin reviewing labels to determine which ones need to say more clearly how to use the products. Huskies, Shar Pei's, Terriers, Mutts, today's dogs descended from wolves that probably lived in the Middle East, not Europe, not Asia, as many had thought, according to a study published in the British science journal Nature. The researchers sequenced the genetic code from more than 900 dogs from 85 breeds and 200 wild gray wolves, including wolves in North America, Europe, the Middle East, and East Asia. They analyzed more than 48,000 single genetic markers, seeking areas of comparison that would enable them to build a canine family tree. Its trunk, they found, is rooted deep in the Middle East, which concurs with evidence for the remains of dogs found at sites from 13,000 years ago. Story at coasttocoastam.com. A man in India is proud of the 12 fingers and 14 toes which have put him in the record books. Rather than feel self-conscious about the way he was born, he has always celebrated his extra digits. The 24-year-old business graduate was born with 6 fingers on each hand and 7 toes on each foot. This means he is the unofficial record holder for the most recorded number of fingers and toes on a living person. By the way, I wanted to update you. You remember the call we had a long time ago from the person who was going blind because of his cataracts. A Coast to Coast listener heard this, and through a series of incredible things, offered to get him cataracts. I can't give you the name of the person, but he's very prominent. I want to read part of an email. This goes to Tom. Just wanted to let you know that Jim, that's the fellow's name, had his first eye surgery and is now doing well. He can already see without glasses. How about that? First day, amazing. The other eye in 90 days. By the way, they also fixed his shower. He wasn't able to have running water and take a bath. It's just remarkable. So glad that some people are out there that just donate and help other people. Up next, Alex Jones will talk with him about the census and the invasion of your privacy on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. This hour, Alex Jones joins us. You know him as a regular contributor to Coast AM. Also has his own programs and two incredible websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com as well. Here he is on Coast to Coast. Alex, how are you?
George, it's good to be here with you.
Saw you on Geraldo, and I've got to tell you, you did a great job standing your own, standing your ground. What was unbelievable to me is years ago during Geraldo's beginning, when he was with ABC and doing what he did, he would have been backing you all the way, Alex. It's amazing to see how he's changed.
He has changed, but I've talked to some of his producers. I mean, I think that he's at least opening up the debate about 9/11 truth. I mean, that's a separate issue from the census, but Today a huge secret White House document got released by the ACLU that sued to get it, and it is admitted that the White House ordered the 9/11 Commission not to investigate the attacks themselves and said, quote, do not cross this line. And we have six of the 10 commissioners coming out in the last few years and saying that it's a cover-up, a lie. We have Farmer, the head lawyer, saying, quote, it's a criminal, this is Washington Post, a criminal conspiracy by the Pentagon surrounding 9/11. So we know we're being lied to, whether they let it happen or made it happen. The point is they're lying. And even Bush's appointed 10-member commission, six of the 10 are saying it's a fraud. And so I do at least appreciate Geraldo for having me on to cover the issue.
Okay, there you go. All right, the census threat. Here we go. $5,000 fines to people who answer with false questions, or maybe they don't even answer at all. What's Big Brother doing?
Well, let's be clear. I want to start at the beginning for people here. The way our government works is they didn't want one state or another to get too powerful. So each state, starting with 13 in 1789, 200 plus years ago, each state got two senators, but for population, they would have a census because the states demanded and said, well, how do we know we get represented? Okay, every 10 years we'll have a census with one question: how many people live in this house? That's constitutional. That is in the Constitution. That is part of being an American in this republic, in this representative democracy, to be represented. And in 2000, they'd come to my door. I'd filled out that two people live there, myself and my girlfriend, now my wife. And the guy came back and got threatening, and I put a camera in his face, and I said, leave. I said, the Constitution says I'm supposed to tell you how many people live here, so I get the number of representatives in the House of Representatives that my state gets. California is the biggest state. It gets the most reps. Texas is the second most populous. It gets the next number. California, Florida, and so on. So they keep saying, oh, it's the Constitution, and these TV and radio and print ads. Well, it's the Constitution to come to your door. And so if you look at the new census form, or the one 10 years ago in 2000, it asks how many people live there in your name, and it has the U.S. code and law under it. Then after that, it has the questions. Now, there's another deception here. They're saying, oh, there's only 10 questions. No, I've counted them. There's 38 questions on the standard form that every American household's getting. They have 10 questions, but some of the questions have as many as 5 questions within the
question.
Yeah,
sub-questions, right?
Exactly. So there's 38 questions total. I want to go over some of these. How much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? Now, I want
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And to be clear, if the cops pull somebody over and they see blood in the back seat, probable cause, and they open up the back trunk, there's 5 dead bodies. Hypothetically, they can't compel you to speak and incriminate yourself under the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
How then, and federal courts have actually ruled this back in the 60s, then again in 2000, it was a federal court out of Texas, said, look, you can ask how many live there in their names, and that's going over the line, the names, but, you know, this is a basic tally. You can't do that. So there's only been one charge back in the late 60s. The guy actually got jail time for not doing the census. So these threats of fines up until now, it may change. So I don't want to tell people don't do it, then they get in trouble. The point is, up until this time, George, studying this, one person's gotten in trouble. So basically, with 310 million Americans, 310 million people, one person has been charged. So they're threatening $1,000, $5,000 fines. If you don't answer the questions correctly, they're telling you self-incriminate yourself. This is a violation. But I want to go back to the War Powers Act and what happened, and I actually have the documents here right in front of me.
All right.
What happened from 1942 to 47 with the War Powers Act being enabled, it is the Associated Press, it is Reuters, it is the BBC. It's not my opinion for listeners. Just go Google it. Just Google U.S. Census Japanese. Tens of thousands of Japanese who've been here in some cases for over 100 years, successful business people, shipping company, fishing company owners, farmers in California and other states, they use the census data in 42 to come round them up, arrest them, and put them in these emergency center camps, what we call FEMA camps.
These camps, that's right.
And so they swear up and down, we're not going to use this against you. But going back a year ago, this is the new census. They went to every front door, happened to my house. My wife called and said some person was there with a GPS. And they come, they mark your front door for law enforcement, for the military, for everybody. They're doing that. And they say, this is the new 38 questions. I won't go over all of them, but number one, how much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? They have no business knowing that under the Constitution. This is for apportionment for how many House of Representative members you get for your state.
It's crazy. Do they talk about guns and ownership on this form? Do you know?
No. In 2000, they sent out six different forms, and there was a big backlash. Clinton did this. People said no. They would ask, do you own a gun on some of the forms? What's your toilet? Is it low flush? What stocks and bonds do you own? There is a business form they send out voluntarily to corporations that has 200 questions, and it has some of those. But no, this one has 38, and it says, how much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? What's your highest level of education? What is your ancestor or ethnic group? None of their business. I mean, if you were a guy they arrested again who just robbed a bank, you wouldn't have to answer these questions.
Now, you mail this in, right? This form, you mail it in, and if you don't, somebody comes and knocks on your door, right?
Yes. In fact, this happened in 2000. The guy parked halfway out in the street. He was blocking the road, a residential area. He was being threatening. He was like 20-something years old. He had a badge on, a plastic badge, and he said, you will answer the questions. And we had stories in 2000 where they forced their ways into homes and got in people's faces, a lot of low-level minimum wage people. You got millions of them working for the census. Most of them are good, hard-working, smart people. But you're going to get some control freaks and some nuts in there.
Sure.
And, I mean, this guy had been there a couple times. I've been gone. My girlfriend was there, now my wife. And she said, this guy's getting threatening. Well, finally, bang, bang, bang. And I go to the door. I got a camera. And I said, listen, get off my porch. I know the Constitution. You know, you can't do this.
Yeah, get away.
Exactly. So, again, if you're an axe murderer caught with a bloody axe, you can't be forced to incriminate yourself. So how are they doing this? The fourth question, skipping ahead, well, number two is, what is your education? What is your ancestor ethnic group? Number three, have you attended school in the last 3 months? Number four, do you have health insurance? Are you hard of hearing, blind, or have a mental condition? That's number four. Five, do you have difficulty dressing or bathing? And what we've confirmed is, under the federal government, they don't just have CPS grabbing people's children with no due process or cause. They're harassing old people, and we've caught them in Austin where I live, harassing old people who have had cancer or surgery to take their lucrative property. So we know that's going on. So it says, do you have difficulty dressing or bathing? Then they send elder care to harass you off of question five. Number six, are you married or did you get married recently, and how many times have you been married? Number seven, have you served in the military? Do you receive military disability payments? That gets into post-traumatic stress disorder. If so, what is your rate of disability? None of their business. Did you work for money last week? Where? And they're saying if you get any of this wrong, then they're going to charge you $5,000 for getting it wrong. So they're saying under penalty of perjury here, and the average person doesn't know what's going on. I don't know all my personal business. You get this wrong, they've already got all this, George, in databases. This is also an incrimination. How did you, number nine is, how did you get to work last week? Number 10, what time did you leave home?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm reading off.
What time did you leave home?
I'm reading off the census.gov website here. I'm looking at the
waiting for the punchline. Come on, you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm reading off the census website.gov. I mean, I'm looking at it here on my Apple widescreen computer. I'm reading directly from this, George. Number 10, what time did you leave home to get to work last week? Were you absent from your job last week? And again, there's several different variants, but it's basically the general same questions. Number 12, how much income did you have in the last year? From where and or who? Did you receive Social Security, retirement? Where are your sources of income? And George, they go on and on, but here's the most important point. As a republic, we have a Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. And yes, you need to answer the question, how many live here, so they can count the state to give you your state reps, so you have representatives. But outside of that, it's a complete fraud, and that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Let's talk a little bit more about this, Alex, when we come back. This is truly unbelievable. And then we'll take a few phone calls with Alex Jones when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Giorgio Tsoukalos joins us as we talk about ancient astronauts and an incredible theory. But when we come right back, it's more of Alex Jones, the census, and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And we've got Alex Jones and we've got your phone calls. Alex, you brought up a good point. Where did they hire some of these canvassers when they start going door to door?
Hired them randomly. Whoever wanted to apply could then get the job. And that's like the TSA guy in Boston, now charged with child rape, running naked body scanners. What types of individuals?
God.
Exactly. What type of individuals want these positions? And we know what happened 10 years ago. There were cases of them busting into people's houses, going after people. Even if it's a small percentage who break the law or who are unstable, it's still, with hundreds of thousands of people hired by the federal government for the census, this is a disaster. But the larger issue is this. Of the 38 questions in the 10 overall questions, but in the sub-questions, they never ask, are you a U.S. citizen? Are you an illegal alien? And 800-plus U.S. cities are sanctuary cities. Where I live in Austin, I'm discriminated against as a citizen. Illegal aliens get off for DWIs. They get off for all sorts of crimes. They get off for not having an ID or having insurance because the government wants them here to drive down the wages and bring in this whole North American Union. And so there's no questions in the entire survey about that. And basically, this entire census, as it gets more invasive, more unconstitutional, violating people's right against self-incrimination, it's really about banking and money and when do you go to work and when are you home?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Control, control, control.
Absolutely. And more importantly, in the control paradigm, it's about training you to answer questions that you have a right not to answer. It's about training you. And the federal government has said last year that they want to start yearly census and monthly census. So if people go along with this, it's going to become even more unconstitutional, George.
Still sounds like the old, give us your papers.
Yeah. Give us your papers, please.
Here we go. Let's take some calls here. Alex, then tell me what's up next on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Let's go to Buckley, Washington. Dennis on West of the Rockies. Hey, Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, George. Hi, Alex. Really great to talk to you guys. I'm an old logger, and old loggers don't like taking the BS from anybody. And this census, I just got it yesterday, and I filled it out today. And as I told your screener, a lot of the questions I answered, yeah, there's two people in my house. And I also said I was white.
Did you answer everything, though, Dennis?
I answered every question, but what I put on some of the questions was, is N-O-Y-B, instead of checking the box, I just put N-O-Y-B.
None of your business.
None of your business, and it is none of their business.
No. Well, you got to let us know, Dennis, if they come back to you. Yeah. I really want to know if they do.
Well, I will. I mean, Alex is talking about there's going to be a $5,000 fine. Well, I haven't got $5,000. They're going to have a hard time finding it.
Well, I mean, let me expand on that. Again, if you're caught with dead bodies in your basement, you don't have to incriminate yourself in federal or state court or to police or to anybody else. So why are they doing this? And yes, that's none of their business. Another thing is, half this country is supposedly white. So why is it just white? But then if you're anybody else, they want to know your exact ethnicity. And again, this is more of the whole balkanization game. But look, they have no business, and you have no liability to answer that. Now, you make your own decision whether you're going to answer or not, but it's not their business what your mortgage is. It's not their business when you go to work. It's not their business if you have a handicap. It's not their business. This is not the Soviet Union or East Germany or Communist China or Fidel's Cuba. This is the United States of America, and we don't have any responsibility to answer these unconstitutional questions. And the fact that the system is trying to force this on us when they know full well it's illegal shows how unlawful and out of control this system is.
I wonder who put this together, Alex. Who concocted this?
George, I'm going to be honest with you. The Department of Labor and others put it together. But this isn't even as bad as the 2000 census. They had a bunch of variants in 2000. What type of toilet? What are your stocks and bonds? What's in your bank account? All sorts of other questions. This is bad. But the problem is they've overlaid the GPS markers at everyone's door. I mean, I remember a year ago, people kept calling me, and I hadn't seen any news. There's people at my door marking my GPS. I said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And then it turned out, no, that was stage one. They are marking where all their slaves are so they can extract as much wealth. They're finding out who you are, what you're doing. And they claim on the census form, if you don't answer this right, you have basically perjury or a liability, and we're going to charge you if our data doesn't match with your data. So again, don't self-incriminate. You have no responsibility as free Americans, free humans, to answer a bunch of jackboots questions. It's very simple.
Black Hills, South Dakota. First-time callers, Michelle. Michelle, good evening.
Good evening, George. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. I'm so happy to talk to both of you. I've learned so much from listening to everything.
Well, that's what we're all here for, Michelle.
Thanks. I pulled out my copy of the Constitution because a couple weeks ago when the census was coming around here, we were discussing it with some friends and all. And what I found out was it's in Section 2 of Article 1, where it talks about, you know, how the number of representatives.
Yeah, the enumeration of the people, a basic head count each state to decide how many state reps how many congressional reps you get.
Right, but the part where I think they're coming up with this other stuff is it says the actual enumeration shall be made, within every subsequent term of 10 years in such manner as they shall by law direct. So they must have come up with some other laws that specifically state they can ask all these other questions.
Well, here's the issue. Here's the issue. 1789, we'd beaten the British. We were debating the Constitution, and the 13 colonies got together, and they said, we will have a Bill of Rights that trumps all of this. And there's something called the Fifth Amendment, okay? And just like the first, the second, mm-hmm. the third, the fourth, and it says that you don't have to self-incriminate or open your mouth. And so they can't come to you and make you answer questions. All they can do under the Constitution is say, how many people live here so we can decide how many congressional representatives you get. That's it. That's the only reason for it. And it goes back even before 1789 to Mount Sinai with Moses as he enumerated the Israelites. That's all they're doing is getting a head count of the people. That's constitutional. Anything outside of that one question is a crime.
And you know what's interesting too, the 10th Amendment, the powers of states and people, that's going to get kicked in as 37 states now are seriously opposed to whatever health plan might get approved.
Well, absolutely. This health plan was written by the insurance companies. And if you go back to 1913, the banks ran all these headlines against the Federal Reserve Act when they'd written it to trick people. Oh, look, the banks are against it. It must be good. But it's come out even in the Wall Street Journal. I read it in an airport a few months ago. I mean, I already knew it, but there it was admitted in the Wall Street Journal that the insurance companies wrote this. This will make 40 million Americans get overpriced insurance. And it makes people who don't have a pre-existing condition, their price goes up to lower those that do have a pre-existing condition. It does. I mean, Tom Daschle wrote the bill. He wrote a book, Bloomberg reported on it, saying if you're above 60, you have a duty to die and that you're not going to get eye surgery. I mean, look, the government can't run anything. It can just steal money. We don't want them running health care. And so I go ahead, look, Dennis Kucinich and and Obama, you go ahead and pass your bill. Because as you said, 37 states and growing, and we're the real power, the 9th and 10th Amendment of this country. We created the federal government. This thing is criminal. I mean, Obama has in the bill where certain unions don't have to pay the extra money, but others do. He has in the bill where certain states are exempt. It's unjust weights and measures. It's discrimination. And so I tell him, go ahead and pass your stinking bill, because this is going to be the wake-up call to everybody in this country. It's a whole new taxation system.
You know what I find fascinating? They just don't stop. It keeps coming.
Like the communists.
It's just one thing after the next.
Exactly. They're just completely Hubert. Look, George, you know this better than I, but a year ago, polls were basically 50-50. You could find some 45% for, 55 against. You could find some, you know, vice versa. All the polls I see now are between 70 and 80% against this bill. I mean, when Kucinich was being honest and when Howard Dean were being honest, they said it's a ripoff. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid, raises your taxes. It gives liability protection to insurance companies. No one wants this. No one wants to go along with this. And so the voters were saying, you better not do it. And we've seen all these other elections where Democrats in seats that were ironclad, like in Massachusetts, with Kennedy's seat, with Brown, they're being thrown out. But see, the Democrats don't care. They're bought and paid for. This is a revolution. This is their takeover, their collectivism. And look, as bad as Bush was, I mean, Barack Obama and the people behind him and the big banks that want to control our health care, this is even worse. And they are going to be completely removed from office. My issue is, in the next few years, in the next few elections, we've got to make sure the Republicans, when they get into power, repeal this.
Let's just hope they do the right thing. Who knows?
Exactly.
It might be time for a third party.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm no fan of either political party. It's just that meet the new boss, same as the old boss, isn't true anymore. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And so, exactly, George, I mean, what's this next Republican leadership going to be like?
This reminds me of Keystone Cops, where, you know, they're in Bush's camp and they all run away. And then they all run to President Obama's camp. Now they're all running away. It's almost like they don't know where to go next. We'll go to Tampa, Florida, east of the Rockies. Chuck, take it away.
Oh, good evening, George and Alex. Good to talk to you guys.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I've been really upset about this census issue here for the last few days, and you guys talking about it right now just fits right in with it really has me very upset. And it's not just the fact that they are asking the 10 questions. That's bad enough.
38.
Well, it was 10 on the one I had. I had the little short form one.
Well, you're right. There are different variants, but there's a 38 form going out.
Well, and the fact that they're asking the questions is bad enough, but the fact that we as citizens of this country, and supposedly it's a free country, that we just sat back and allowed this to happen to the point where this is actually happening and it's real, and you get like another stupid tax form in the mail.
Exactly. Goons show up at your house.
Yeah.
And demand you fill out a bunch of questions about your insurance and your house and your bank account.
Truly amazing.
It's intrusive is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Chuck, tell me, did you have to put a stamp on that to send it back, or they're paying
postage,
for that?
It's postage paid, and they send you the envelope. But now get this. Here's what they did. About a week ago, they sent out a letter in another envelope. And obviously, if I got one, there's millions of them that were sent out, so that's going to cost the taxpayers all sorts of extra money. And all it was a little one-page announcement saying that, okay, heads up, in about a week to 10 days, we're going to send you your census form, so please be looking for that.
Exactly. And George, what about this, and for your caller? I read that they spend $1 billion on advertising, how great it is to do this, and people are getting these unconstitutional questionnaires, and next we're going to get bossy minimum wage bureaucrats demanding we answer questions. Cops know they can't come to your door and make you answer questions. Why can some zit-faced 20-year-old college guy come to my house?
I just love this one. I mean, the one you were talking about. What time did you leave for work?
That's one of the questions.
Jeez, let's go to California. Arroyo Grande. Dorothy, you're up with us on Coast to Coast.
Hi, George. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Two of you are just, and the people around here, just beacons of light for all of us. I just want to thank you. But what the gentleman was just saying is correct. I got both. I've got the new census in front of me now. Prior to this, we got the American survey.
Ah.
And they sent a card telling us that we were getting the survey. We got the survey, and we looked at it, and the questions were exactly like you say, unbelievable. What time do you leave in the morning?
Yeah, well, let me just be clear, because I'm getting a lot of calls and emails. I've been covering this the last few weeks on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying, well, I got 10 questions. Well, I got 38.
There's
well,
two different things we're talking about, right, Alex?
Well, I mean, they send out something called an American survey randomly.
Which is still mandatory to fill out.
Well, they claim it is, exactly. Yeah. And they threaten all these fines. But that's my point is, George, in 2000, it was four different forms. I've only confirmed there's two different this time. So that's the other point. They're not being honest in the media. This lady got both. That's what I was telling Tom tonight when I was talking to him, is that two different guys in my office got two different forms, one with 10, one with 38, so it's not even.
Well, she's going to get the census one, as everyone will, and then
and then
you're one of 3 million people that got this survey, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so many personal questions in that survey, and my husband filled it out, and we waited a little bit, and we thought, you know, are we going to answer all these?
You really didn't want to mail it back, did you?
No, we didn't. And so within those 2 weeks, we got another card from them saying, we already sent you the survey, and we warned you it was coming. Did you get it? So he sent it back, and I think there might have been one or two questions that maybe he didn't answer. Like,
which one did you find, Dorothy, to be the strangest?
The American survey, right?
The American survey, and I think it was the what time do you leave in the work?
Yeah, I've got
in the
that
morning.
One.
That creeped me out.
But see, this is what I'm saying here. Is ma'am, you have a Fifth Amendment under the Constitution. It's only to pick how many representatives you get in Congress per state, and they can't ask you 10 questions or 38. That's what's so diabolical. This is openly illegal. Just like Pelosi saying they're not going to have a House vote. All spending bills have to start in the House. This is a Senate bill. And even McCafferty on CNN said this is sleazy and illegal today. I mean, this isn't just me saying this. Folks, that's what I mean. The government has gone completely lawless.
Give me the Alex Jones take on why they want this data.
Well, they've already got it through your cell phones, your internet, your computer, your bank statements under the Patriot Act. It's all being fed in. They want to set the precedent that you go through naked body scanners and you submit to them, that you stop at checkpoints and the police take blood without warrants, that you fill out 38 question forms whenever and however they say. It's about capitulation. It's about breaking our back. It's about pimping us and turning us into their little minions that follow orders. And that's, George, what this is all about. They've already got all this data. And the only group they don't know about is the 15 to 30 million. Most numbers show 30 million. The government says 15 million. Illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Doing whatever they want, whatever they want. There's one group they want to question under the Constitution, under defending the borders. That is covered. Our founders had it figured out. And so this whole thing is, they already have it all, folks. They just want to make you pony up and bow down and kiss the ring and submit. But thank God for, I mean, George, I remember hearing you a year ago say don't take the flu shot. And now it was in the major newspapers in the U.S., England, and Canada, the National Post in Canada, the head of the EU program saying the shot was dangerous, didn't protect you, and was bad. And so the bottom line is we're beginning to win. They're just trying to break our back and force us to submit to them, but it's not going to work.
But what a battle. Alex's website, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll be back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM as we look for ancient astronauts.